This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Last week, two pieces of new Indigenous artwork was unveiled at Confederation Building in St. John's. First was a ceremony commemorating the culture and historical significance of the Miapokuk First Nation. An original piece of art called Powwow Serenity was unveiled, which illustrates the spirit of the Mi'kmaq people. Chief Brad Benoit says the piece is by Brittany Wiseman.
I want to give a special nod to Brittany Wiseman, a talented artist from Miapokuk who stood the task creating something our community is proud to be next to other talented artists from diverse and unique communities from across the province. This is reconciliation at work for leaders of this province to come.
Premier Andrew Fury was also at the unveiling and says Confederation Building was lacking Indigenous art.
We had to go behind to the back of the legislature to where the hidden caucus rooms are to see the first evidence really of any Indigenous art or symbols. And this place, this House of Assembly, this legislature is supposed to represent everybody in Newfoundland and Labrador, and it didn't. And so part of this initiative was not just steps towards reconciliation, but it was also to ensure that the People's House is fully reflective of who we are as a people.
Later in the week, the work of Inuit artist Bronson Jack was unveiled. He was commissioned to create a nearly 4-foot-long mural depicting Indigenous culture titled The Journey. The painting features colors of the Northern Lights along with representations of Indigenous dancers and Native animals. Nunatsiavut President Johan Lem says the piece, which was completed over the course of 5 years, reflects Jacques' early memories of Postville, Labrador.
Today, we celebrate a new generation of artists like Bronson Jack, who are continuing to honor our traditions while finding new ways to tell the Inuit story. Bronson is an incredibly talented artist from Postville, Nunatsiavut, and he has dedicated himself to capturing the spirit of Nunatsiavut in his work.
A total of 6 culturally significant pieces of Indigenous artwork will be on display at Confederation Building. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.